Yael, suppose there's a trolley that's about to run over five people. Do you flip the switch that will steer the trolley onto a different track if that means only one person will die?
I sure would.
Okay, now what if the only way to save those five people is by pushing the stranger next to you into the trolley's path?
Yuck, Don. That would be wrong.
You know, Yael, most people, when asked this question, answered the same way. And moral philosophers and psychologists have been trying to figure out why. After all, in both cases, one person dies to save five.
I see your point.
Well, in one study, scientists discovered that these two scenarios are processed by different parts of the brain. Flipping a switch, because it's more impersonal, activates the part of the brain associated with memory. But the more personal scenario that requires actively killing a person activates the part of the brain associated with emotions.
So what does that mean?
Well, scientists speculate that a lot of our gut reactions to moral dilemmas may be affected by our upbringing. After all, as children, we internalize the emotional reactions of those around us and store them in emotional brain circuits. Then later, when we encounter a moral problem, these automatic gut feelings guide our decision-making. Scientists hope that by figuring out how the brain behaves when people wrestle with different issues, we'll be able to understand how people with different backgrounds reach different conclusions on when it's okay to take a life. And everyone knows we could use a little more understanding.
We sure could.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and text Hillary Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979.
Today's program was prepared by Danit Brown with help from Edward Hurt in psychology. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.